7.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stumped since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
What the hell is going on in New York? What is wrong with you, New Yorkers? New York State, you're going crazy. Right now, there's a story. Just came out the other day out of Albany. I think that's the capital of New York, and they say that new regulation will require masks for the unvaccinated. Right, yes. This is more social operant conditioning. Oh, well, okay, you're in New York. You don't want a vaccine. That's okay. Just put on a mask. Put on a mask. Incredible. This is a state that wants to disarm you, doesn't acknowledge Second Amendment rights, not privileges. By the way, the rights don't come from government. They come from God. The right to self-defense. You don't get to tell me what I get to use for self-defense. This is not about your life. It's about mine, as you should all say. And in New York now, they're like, okay, you don't want to vaccinate? Here's a mask. Put it on. Right? Oh, your kid's not vaccinated? Let's put the mask on your child. Is this government gone beyond mad? This is of the pharmaceutical industrial complex for it and all about it. New York State Health Department proposing new regulations to require personnel in regulated settings, including but not limited to hospitals, nursing homes, diagnostic and treatment centers, home care agencies, and hospices, who have not received a flu vaccination to wear a surgical or procedural mask in areas where patients might be present. Well, you're now going to have to include all of the elderly in those centers. Well, we're robbed. No, well, they don't have to wear them because they've been vaccinated. Well, did you get the news? Did you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show on Friday? It turns out the flu shot this year, by their own admission, is at best in the elderly 9% effective. So you'll get your flu shot and you'll have to wear a mask because we don't know if it works. And of course it doesn't work. It's never worked. It's nonspecific. It's cross-reactive in this hour. Plan to be joined by Dr. Sherry Tinpenny, and she's got a great question she'll be asking. And we'll see if she can answer it, because if anybody can, Dr. Sherry Tinpenny can. 9% effective. So I proposed that you give each senior 10 flu shots. Maybe you'll get closer to some semblance of functionality and workability. Of course, you'll give them all Alzheimer's in 10 shots with all the mercury in there. And who knows if they'll survive it. Maybe they'll all get Guillain-Barré. But hey, they're going to die anyway, right? Isn't that the horrific perspective? These are old people. Let's just drug them. We can build their insurance company. And if they can't pay for it, we'll go after their estate. Their kids and grandkids, they didn't really want anything from them. No. This is the way the game is playing. Bankruptcy. It's not because health care is unaffordable. It's because we don't have health care in America. Even those of you who thought about universality of Obamacare, there's nothing health care about it. It's disease management. It's disease induction. It's disease detection. And in the process of detecting the disease, we're going to give it to you, starting with vaccination. And in New York, wear a mask if you didn't get vaccinated, even though the vaccine doesn't work. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show, second hour here. You can call me if you'd like to be a part of the show at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. This time next week, we will be in Long Beach, California, the convention center there. Why? Because the Health Freedom Expo is coming up. And I will be lecturing on health sovereignty and the restoration of the power to heal that is rightfully yours. Liam Sheff will be there talking about official stories, and he'll have the first comic book with heroes that are vaccine damaged. Yes, vaccine damaged superheroes, the Geneticals, are coming out, and they'll be there at the Health Freedom Expo. I kid you not. We talked about it last week. Liam's going to be on with us later in the hour, along with Joni Abbott Cox, another host on Natural News Radio during the week. She's got her homegrown health show, and she'll be at the expo. And Saturday night, it's not on the books there, but it's happening after hours at the expo Saturday night. Plan to stay extra. We've got a night of comedy and revelry with Liam and Joni. I'll be there. They're probably going to make fun of me, but hey, what can I do? I'm a cartoon character as well. So here we go. This hour, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be joining us shortly. And, of course, she's one of those that has written about, more extensively researched than probably just about any healthcare provider on the planet, the issue of vaccinations. And there was a big story last week, or was it the week before? Now, time is flying so quickly, I don't know. It was about the admission that vaccines are nonspecific and cross-reactive. What does that mean? They're nonspecific and cross-reactive. Well, we have been told throughout the history of vaccinations, however long they've been here, and not long in the big scheme of things, that vaccines are very specific. In fact, they need to be specific. They got to be so spot-on specific that if we don't get the right strain, you're not going to be protected. Because they synthetically, artificially induce, they hope, an antibody response. An antibody response. They give you some antigens. They say, hey, this will trigger the antibody response. But they do it wrongly because they inject it, which bypasses your skin, your mucous membranes, the cilia, the fibers, all of the things that prevent the introduction of external microbes from the outside world that would then go in through your gastrointestinal tract and interact with the microflora there. And they would help, they would teach you and your immune system what to do correctly. But in vaccination, screw that. Your immune system, how great, we don't care. We're man. We're smarter than that. We're going to overwhelm it. We're going to throw some napalm in an injection and get it and bypass all of that. And we're going to say, you're going to be healthier. Your kids are going to be wiser. Their immune system is going to be stronger. Well, explain that as they admit, again, nonspecific, cross-reactive. And to go further into that, a few minutes before the break here, we'll hold her on as long as we can. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Tenpenny, so glad to have you on board, my friend.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so well, even better now that you're here. I'll tell everybody about an event coming up. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. A couple of thousand chiropractors are going to be joining you at the California Jam coming up in March, and the links are there. You're going to be speaking on, this is a very intriguing topic question. What is it? What is the question you're going to ask? Vaccine developers, heroes or villains? What do you say?
Well, that's the topic that I'm going to be talking about. We're going to start with the background in smallpox because there's an awful lot of things about the historical backdrop of smallpox that I think are very pertinent to what's happening today with the push for mandatory vaccination across the board, and particularly starting with healthcare workers, and that we've started now to say that you have to get a flu shot in order to get a paycheck. And I've said for the last couple of years that we've been heading down a very, very slippery slope in that direction of saying that where will that stop? Will we have to get mandatory Prozac? Will we have to get mandatory chemotherapy if we would choose not to do that? Where is that going to stop? And the backdrop of that actually started with the 1853 Mandatory Vaccination Act that was the first one that was passed in the UK. And they addressed it and challenged all people to vaccinate their children because they looked at babies as ugly little nidus of disease and just little filth transmitters, and that's a historical statement, not mine. And that, so all of these things were started way back then. There was a third act that was passed in 1867 that said that not only were they trying to enforce the laws even stricter, they actually hired people to go door to door and to register children that had been vaccinated and enforced it by saying that if your children had not been vaccinated, that the parents would be issued a fine. There was a potential that their property, like their couch and their chairs and the things in their homes, could be confiscated and sold, and that if they still refused to vaccinate their children, they could go to jail. So
it's a sordid, nasty history, and you cover it better than anybody on planet Earth, in my opinion. I've seen you speak, and my goodness, I would love to be at that Doctor of Chiropractic convention to hear you there. It's going to be an incredible, incredible crowd. They are usually plugged in and lit up on this subject, but you will enlighten them even further with your knowledge and background and the studies you've done.
Going to be quite interesting because I'm such a firm believer in history. And, you know, Robert, like you said, you've heard me speak at a lot of different conferences, and I've been on your radio many times, and I just feel so strongly that if we don't learn the lessons from history, we do repeat them. And this is a 160-year-old history that we're seeing now recycle again and again and again. And I've put into my presentation, I found pictures from old demonstrations from the 1920s and the 1950s of where people were marching against mandatory vaccinations. So this is an age-old story of things that have been coming down the pike for a long time. I feel, unfortunately, that the powers that be may have a little bit stronger hand now because they have the television and radio and the internet and all these airwaves, and they've got over 800,000 physicians in this country alone marching to the tune that vaccines are safe, effective, protect you, and are harmless. And they're the ones who are becoming the enforcers, the government enforcers. Back in the UK, they hired people which would be equivalent to our public health servants today, but now the heavy hand of the vaccinators is coming through the needle of a physician.
Yeah, it's the vaccine army, and we're doing our level best with new media that is not beholden to those interests, not compromised by taking money from the pharmaceutical or vaccine industrial complex. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is my guest for a couple of segments here while she can. She'll be out in California. We'll get you more information on that if you'd like to see her. And, of course, all the wonderful books she has written. The links are up. We're on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, 800. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 259-5791. Back with Sherry after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Godzilla!
Hey, if I'm the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is the Godzilla against the vaccine industrial complex, except she's much prettier than I am, so I don't want to give you a monster impression there. No, Sherry's a sweetheart. We love her dearly and appreciate all of her work. And Dr. Tenpenny, we were talking about this admission that the flu shot may be 9% effective in seniors, and I'm thinking, boy, really? And they're still insisting that every senior should get a shot? I'm thinking, well, if they're going to be true to their word, then make every senior get 10 shots.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting, Robert, because one of the many things that I do is I'm a consultant now and have been for about a year and a half for a Fortune 250 company that has their international headquarters here in Cleveland, Ohio, where I am. And they have 60,000 employees in more than 40 countries, and it's just a marvelous company to work for because if you work there, you would have an unlimited alternative medicine healthcare benefit on top of your United Healthcare and Blue Cross Blue Shield benefit. So it's a great place. And I had lunch on Friday with the CEO, and we were talking about this statistic just in general. And he said, you know, our company, we're the largest manufacturer of O-rings in the world, and we make pumps and hydraulics and different things for the airline industry and for the military. And if we made a product that had a 9% efficacy or efficiency, or it only worked 9% of the time, he said we could not continue to be in business, and we'd probably be sued to kingdom come by all the people who got it and for which it didn't work. He said, how does this industry get away with this year after year after year and tell seniors things like, well, 9% is better than nothing, get your flu shot anyways?
Wow. It's really unreal when you step back and look at it, Dr. Tim. It's just stunning. And, of course, the CEO of a Fortune 250 recognizes it. Where's everybody else? Because instead of the reality of stepping back and saying, this is unreal, we've got to rethink this, the government, the CDC, the marketing arm for the vaccine industry, doubles and triples down and says, you must get this. Everybody, we got to get six-month-olds on this. And, you know, it belies the whole thing, and you do this historically as well as talking biologically, physiologically, and immunologically, that the whole idea of artificially stimulating an antibody isn't even enough to guarantee you're not going to get the flu or anything else.
No, in fact, that's very well documented. And there was a really good article this week on VacTruth that was talking that Jeffrey Ofterhide, who runs that site, mm-hmm. went through and posted an article and pulled out 17 different cases just in the last couple of years that were documented in the CDC's literature that of vaccine failure. You know, the mumps shot, the measles shot, the pertussis vaccine, multiple times the chickenpox vaccine. I mean, all of these things that you get them and you get all of these kids to be inoculated with this junk that could actually harm them and make them sick and customers for life in many instances. And then they get these viruses that we're trying to protect against anyways. It really should be criminal. It really, and that was the other thing that my CEO was talking about. He said, you know, how can you be in an industry that you can make a faulty product? It's documented that it doesn't work. And it can harm people, and you can't get sued for it. And not only that, the government passes law that makes everybody buy your product. And I looked at him, and I said, yeah, wouldn't you love that if the government passed a law so that every company in the world had to buy one of your products and somebody else paid for it? And, you know, he kind of rolled his eyes. But that's the industry in a nutshell. That's what it is. And I think that it's just criminal.
Dr. Tenpenny, I'm so encouraged hearing that you are doing some consulting for a company of that size and magnitude. It gives me some semblance of well, the consciousness is indeed shifting. There is evidence, even though you won't see it or hear about it in the old media. We talk about it here all of the time, but you're seeing it. And listen, you're not someone that we've talked off the air about some very intense things about the way our world operates and runs, and we're recognizing it's not really pretty. But yet there are people that are recognizing it, and they are having an influence in some way, even though they're not being highlighted or spotlighted by the media and lauded for all the good works they're doing.
There are a lot of companies at corporate America. In fact, one of the presentations that I'm working on right now, Robert, is it's called The Future of Integrative Medicine in Corporate America, because corporate America is what's going to be picking up a lot of this tab with Obamacare, and they're the big self-insured companies, and they're looking at these ACOs and these state exchanges and just going, oh, this is really a mess. And so, fortunately, the position that I'm in with this company is that I work with a lot of the very top executives in the C-suite, and you know, I am privy to a lot of conversations that there are big companies around the country, like American Airlines and Ford and different companies like that, who are really looking at integrative medicine and really taking the bull by the horn and saying, listen, you guys over there, you healthcare industry, you've not done anything but created more technologies that are expensive, more drugs that are more and more expensive, and are not really doing anything. So we are going to take the bull by the horns and start doing our own studies and looking at things like laser and stretching and acupuncture and all kinds of health benefits that we can do for our people to get them healthy and get them off of their pharmaceuticals. And so I've been involved in a lot of those projects. And it's just like what you just said, Robert. These things are going on that you're never going to see it on the 6 o'clock news. You're never going to see it in anywhere in the news media. But big companies really are paying attention to integrative medicine, and it's really quite an exciting time for our industry.
We're talking with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, good friend, and she has been at this for so many years, and love her dearly. She's been presenting this to medical conferences as well as lay audiences, and she'll be at a Doctor of Chiropractic conference called the California Jam. Looks like a blast. When they call anything a jam, you want to go. You just do. And she'll be speaking there. The conference is March 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Is that also in California?
Yes, it's in Orange County. It's at the Convention Center in Orange County. But I believe it's caljam.com or caljam.org.
Yeah, CaliforniaJam.org. I've got it linked directly in the show notes today, including to your bio and when you're speaking. And funny, I'll be a stone's throw from you. I just looked at my schedule. I'm back in Long Beach, which I think is also maybe Orange County, but Long Beach for the Alive and Healthy Conference, which is a smaller, more intimate setting on the Queen Mary. So maybe I can take a sneak trip away from that and see you that weekend there.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I think that there's going to be, they anticipate somewhere around 2,000 chiropractors that are going to be at this event. I believe it's growing bigger every single year. It's going to be a lot of fun. On Friday night, they're having a black tie dinner and a get-together. And then on Saturday night, they're having a 70s rock and roll party that people are supposed to wear wigs and wear bell-bottom pants and to wear checkered shoes and all those old things that a lot of our older people that we grew up with. And the theme of the party is don't take yourself so seriously.
Yeah, and don't take your lighter because there could be loads of polyester and it's highly flammable.
Be. But I really hope that people will be flying in from all over the country, and I really hope that people in California will the chiropractors and their spouses and their offices will come to the event, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
The question, vaccine developers, heroes or villains? Although she'll be presenting there at the California Jam, we may get a little insight into some of the things she'll be presenting along with us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show momentarily. We do have to take a quick break, but check it out online on the show notes or in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They're all there, and you can call us 800-259-5791. Remember, additional 5 days of the week through Natural News Radio, but all those links are also on the website. We'll be back with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and more powerful healing after this break.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22%. Off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we are definitely rocking the health world today, and your immune system will reap the rewards of the things you hear on the Robert Scott Bell Show, even more so when Dr. Sherry Tenpenny has a moment to stop by. As I said, she'll be out at the California Jam. I've got that linked up, and her website, drtenpenny.com, drtenpenny.com, and Tenpenny IMC, Integrative Medical Center, IMC.com. Those will be linked up in the notes as well. Those of you in the Midwest, Cleveland area, definitely have a great place to go to get well instead of being managed in your diseases, which is a whole different realm. And I guess that's the point of, you know, we mentioned in the corporate world, Sherry, the idea that all insurance should be focused on an allopathic medical monopoly. There shall be no holistic, there shall be no integrative, and we shall not cover any of it.
Yes, and I'm hoping that what we're doing with the company I'm working for is going to be changing that, because the idea, it just got started as a very good place to be, and the CEO is so passionate about integrative medicine, just was doing it as the right thing. But now we're moving it forward to putting it into a different sort of model that hopefully other types of companies will follow suit. So I just think that what we're actually doing in terms of healthcare is going to more and more. It's a very excited time to be in integrative medicine. In fact, one of the things that we're going to be doing and starting within the next 2 weeks for your listeners out there that are integrative medicine practitioners, you may want to start to get hold of me, because we're going to be doing a recruitment process to enroll into our network integrative medicine practitioners that are close to plants where we have plant locations all across the country. And so, you know, through my website, through my Facebook page, get hold of me, because we want you to be part of this. We're actually even enrolling physicians that do integrative oncology to give the employees an opportunity that if they choose to not do conventional chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, that they will have an option to go to integrative oncologists. And this will be a covered benefit through the company. So go to my Facebook page, tell me you're interested. I'm going to be collecting emails, and we'll be getting this whole marketing program and recruitment program going probably within the next 3 weeks.
Oh, terrific. Well, listen, I know a lot of people are stuck in that system, and they feel like there's no escape and there's no way out, and yet there may be some transitions within a corrupted, I'd say, criminal system of allopathic medical monopoly. But we also know the economics of scale are changing, the unaffordability of doing the things that are not actually doing anything that is helping except to manifest more profits for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, for lack of a better way to say it.
That's right. And so it's time, you know, the more that people take action in their life and they do the simple things like adding, and people can not have to leap tall mountains in their health in a single bound. I mean, if you're 50 pounds overweight, you're not going to lose 50 pounds on a weekend of detox or on some sort of supplement recommended by Dr. Oz, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while, but each step is gets you closer to your goal. And it's going to be so important with how expensive of all of these things are going to be. I'm sure that you heard on the news the other night, Robert, about the new breast cancer drug that only prolongs your life for 6 to 9 weeks, and it's like $9,400 a dose. And they anticipate an entire course of that over just the length of time that you're going to be alive is going to cost $94,000.
Oh, man. It leaves me just breathless in one sense to think about the victims that will be coming, because they'll buy into this idea. And yet we know, holistically speaking, the cause, and I opened the show today, in fact, about this, that there are cancer clusters, cancer villages in China. The fact that if they say that cancer is all genetic, explain the dramatic rise in areas of toxicity and deficiency, and you begin to understand genetic manifestation as a reflection, if you will, direct relationship to the environment in which you live.
That's exactly right. You know, we've got to, and it's really hard to maintain any sort of clean living these days. I mean, with the stuff that they're exposing us to. So every little thing that you do towards your health counts.
Yes. Can we ask you to stick around one more segment? Do you have time?
Sure. That'd be great.
I'm going to push you on whether the vaccine makers are heroes or villains. After the break, you'll hear directly from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And then Liam Sheff will be joining us to wrap up the show. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, I tried to get Stephen Huron last hour, couldn't connect, and we're going to do something this week. The One World Way, absolutely fantastic, non-denatured whey from clean sources. We utilize it here in the family, my wife, my kids, we love it. And, of course, all the other things you hear about here. If you got questions, go to robertscottbell.com, link it up, say thanks to those who support this message of health, freedom, and liberty. And Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thanks for hanging on, Dr. Tenpenny. You are presenting, as we mentioned, at a chiropractic conference called, it's a jam session. I mean, how unusual is that? But the chiropractors, they know how to party. they got that vital energy flowing.
I think that's true. I mean, this, you know, when you go to the website and you look at what this is about, and they've got pictures from previous years, I mean, this is just a great big event. It's a family event, too. I mean, where people bring their kids and their spouses, and they learn and they get inspired, and they get fired up about chiropractic. They get fired up about health. They learn things. It's a continuing education conference, so they can get credits for it. So it's just going to be a real fun time. And I'm doing this talk called Vaccine Developers, Heroes or Villains. And we're starting with smallpox, and then we're going to talk about polio and the polio vaccines and what they spread across the world as the missionaries went around the world and vaccinated all those heathens for the smallpox, and they spread epidemics and they spread syphilis. And we started with mandatory vaccination during that period of time in the 1850s and rolled it forward. And then one of our current day, what I would call a villain, is one of our current day vaccine developers, which is Dr. Sam Katz, who was instrumental in developing the measles vaccine and the hepatitis B vaccine and all the problems associated with that. I'm going to talk a little bit about vaccine side effects and reactions and what you can do in your personal life to get involved with this movement, because once you know what you know, you can't unknow it. And what you need to do is to be bold, be brave, and share the truth.
Well, and you certainly are that and have been doing it for so long, and I'm so glad that the audiences are receptive. And, of course, this one should be receptive. They're not going to throw genetically modified tomatoes at you. The doctors and chiropractors should understand holistic principles and how the immune system really works, as opposed to the artificiality of bypassing 1,000 million layers of your immune system by injecting toxic garbage into your system. And, of course, that's a fundamental flaw of the entire paradigm. And you cover it so well as well. Liam Sheff and I are going to be doing the Hidden History of Modern Medicine and Vaccination Friday night at the Health Freedom Expo as well, coming up this weekend. And I know you met Liam with his book, Official Stories. We had a great time together last time.
Oh, my gosh. That was one of the most fun radio interviews, I think, that we've done.
Yeah,
and we've
great.
Done a lot of them. That was really fun. That was really good. So, yeah, good time. And he really has things nailed down and puts it together in a way that people can't assimilate it. And once again, once you know what you know, how can anybody possibly want to inject anything into their children that could cause them harm? I just don't get it.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. And Dr. Sherry Timpany, I look forward to seeing you. If not out there, if I can't, I'll try and sneak away and see you. I'll be out there as well in Long Beach the same weekend. And there'll be another opportunity, maybe, I don't know, the Healthy Freedom Expo in Chicago, usually in June, possibly, is closer to you.
Yeah, that's a good possibility, too.
Okay. Terrific. Well, everybody, check her out, californiajam.org. I've got the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Sherry Timpany, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Robert. Have a great day. Have a great
Big
week.
Big hugs.
Okay,
I will.
You too.
We'll see you soon. Now, coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, of course, Liam Sheff's going to join me and Joni Abbott Cox. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Health Freedom Expo. But this week, we've got a lot of exciting interviews. I got Dr. Nick Gonzalez scheduled for tomorrow, as well as, of course, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Bitar. And both of those doctors, they want to talk about the Second Amendment. They want to talk about your right to keep and bear arms and how you become defenseless via government fiat, much like the way vaccines leave you defenseless by attacking and destroying the immune system rather than teaching it and rebuilding it or literally supporting it, which is what they're definitely not doing. So we're going to get into that as well. I talked about the cancer clusters today, a little bit about the immune system, supporting it with certain key nutrients. Of course, we do a lot of detox homeopathics from King Bio. We do the Healing Revolution every Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And you can plug into that. All of the archives are available through iTunes, as well as the Natural News Radio archives online. What else do we want to talk about here? Well, the One World Way as a rebuilding of the body and also of increasing the glutathione production via food. We don't have to artificially, synthetically induce glutathione production. We can do it through our food. And yes, alpha-lipoic acid, ALA, is excellent, absolutely excellent, as well as the homeopathic drainage remedies. But sometimes these base-level amino acids are there to help build from a food source. And that's what we get from the One World Way, oneworldway.com. And Stephen Hewer is, 936-6240. Oh, no, that's the Bioelectrics for Health. I had too many numbers in my head. Well, the one number I got is Liam Sheff and Joni Abbott Cox. And they're going to be joining me to wrap up the show after this break to preview next week's Health Freedom Expo. I hope to see you there. We got lots of cool stuff, including Robert Scott Bell Show t-shirts. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back to wrap it up after this.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the rollaway food pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Smaller. Smaller really can be better. I have this article linked up in the show notes. It says organic tomatoes are smaller, but they're healthier. Also, the silver hydrosol we use for Sovereign Silver, the particles are smaller. They're better. And I have rumor saying that Joni Abbott Cox will be at the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be smaller, too. Will I recognize you, Joni?
Oh, I think so. I still have the hearty old cheesy grin. And the big eyes.
I look forward to big hugs. And also, Liam Schaff. Liam's here, and he's going to be there.
Smaller, medically average is better.
Listen, the Geneticals, the first vaccine-damaged superheroes, are coming to the Long Beach Expo, the Health Freedom Expo, with Liam Schaff. You're going to want to get that, and as well as official stories. We've got some. Oh, by the way, I should say this. Sovereign Silver, key sponsor, they'll be there, and guess what? If you buy two 16-ounce bottles of Sovereign Silver, 20% off you're going to get. But on top of that, you're going to get a copy of official stories. No extra
charge.
Yeah,
if you're a Sovereign Silver user, and I really think you should be, it's a perfect opportunity. I'm very grateful to the company, but they're making it possible that I can give away this book and not lose all my money. They're buying copies so that they can give away the book when you buy two 16-ounce bottles, which are already 20% off. So that's a wonderful thing. And then you can come and look at the table, and we have the Geneticals comic, the first vaccine damaged superheroes, and we have seven or eight different posters on HPV, on vaccines, on what vaccines are, kid-friendly stuff, stuff for adults, history of vaccination and pesticides and polio, which is something I can't imagine that if you understand any of this, you won't want four of those. It's just a great learning tool.
And Joni, of course, the host of Homegrown Health on the National News Radio Network and occasional fill-in host for me along with Liam during the week. And listen, we're so looking forward to seeing you there. But there's a special event that's not on the list. It's not in the guidebook. And it's happening. It's a special Saturday night after hours event, and everyone is invited if you're going to be at the Health Freedom Expo. But what, pray tell, will it be about?
Oh, goodness. Well, it's just going to be Liam and I doing our normal crack-ups. We tend to crack one another up anyway, and then we get response back when we fill in for you, Robert, and when he's on my program as well. So we just thought we'd put our comedic skills and entertainment personalities to great use and help everybody kind of let their hair down and be a little looser on Saturday nights.
Yeah. You concur, Liam?
It's a group enema. We're going to loosen everybody up. You know, sometimes these Health Freedom Expos, they're always fun, but they never have nighttime activities where you just get together. And I always figure, why aren't we hanging out and, you know, having it's Saturday night, you know, it's Saturday night. So we're going to do a talk show format. We're going to bring you and everybody up who wants to come up, who's given a talk at the expo, and ask them totally unrelated questions, you know, favorite movies and what they do for fun when they're not. We're going to ask Jonathan E. Moore some pointed questions we have. Well, save them, but we have some points. And we don't want to know the hard stuff. We want people to get to know all of these crusaders, people, just people. People who need people, Robert.
Barbara Streisand is not going to be there, though.
She might show up if I start singing.
Yes, she might. We're trying to get Barbara Streisand, but we'll settle. Geez, are we going to get Mary Lou Henner there?
You know, I don't know. I mean, she would remember. She remembers every detail of every person she's met and everything they said. That is shocking, that woman, Mary Lou Henner.
Yes, I hope that she comes there because I have a crush to exercise from my system. Just have to talk with her briefly.
Okay.
Anyway, we're going to have a fun night Saturday night. You and I talk, both of us talk Friday. I talk at 4, you talk at 5. We both talk together. We have a great talk at 7. Then on Saturday night, Joni and I have our thing. You're going to be there. Sunday, you talk at 3?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I'm going to do a respiratory ailment focal discussion. And this is going to be I've never done this talk at the expo, so this is going to be new for a lot of people to hear.
Yeah, nice. So it's a big, fun event. It's a love-a-thon. Don't miss it.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. And Robert, if you don't mind, if I thank all of my listeners, fans, and supporters, because my ability to go to the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach is all completely powered by donations that listeners, fans, and supporters have generously donated for me to be able to get out there.
Well, it's really nice, and if you want to send clothing to Joni as well when she gets there, so she has no, I'm just teasing. No, Joni's absolutely.
Oh, wow.
She's a ball of love is what you are, and you just that smile of yours is healing for people. So I'm so glad that you're going to be out there. You like that, Liam? I could tell.
Oh yeah, you punched her right in the cry button. I'll tell you.
With
yeah,
love
probably.
Because she's so worthy.
Send clothes.
Thank you, guys.
Poor Saint Joni.
Oh, I love you guys. Well, you know, I did lose some weight, but maybe, you know, I definitely have to show up with clothes. I will at least do that. I won't show up, you know, all natural or anything.
Well,
no worries.
I was trying to ramp up the attendance to Saturday night. Joni's not going to have clothes. Everybody.
Right. Please bring her some garb.
Well, I can tell this is going to be rather interesting Saturday night because I have a sense that it'll be, I don't know if it's going to be like a roast, but it'll be people letting their hair down because, you know, the thing is about the Health Freedom Expo, it's so mission focused and mission oriented. People really do have a passion for bringing this info out. And maybe sometimes we got to get there, just let our hair down, just have a good time.
Yeah, that's the point. That's what we're up to. That's exactly what we're up to. Look, you know, We want to know these people as people. So, you know, tell us, Jonathan Emord, what's your favorite band these days? Buddy, is it Buddy Holly?
And the Crickets, yes.
Yeah, Emord. We got to get Emord up there.
Well, I'll do my best to get him there.
Chris
no
Barr.
Promises.
Chris Barr. I want to ask Chris Barr, are you going to live forever? You know, that's something he once told me. I want to ask him in so everybody can sort of place bets. I love Chris.
Well, listen, Southern California, sometimes known as the entertainment capital of the world, all of that, why can't we be entertaining as well?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, right, well, with all of us here, there, I just feel like all of my health heroes are there, so why not make the most of the time that we have together?
Mm-hmm. Liam Sheff, Joni Abbott-Cox, we will. We're going to be together. Health Freedom Expo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, coming up March 1st through 3rd. Liam and I will be back there on the Queen Mary, March 22nd through 24th. There's advanced medicine seminars coming up, including one in Cancun. We'll keep you abreast of all of those things. And Joni will be wearing clothes at the Health Freedom Expo, much to your disappointment. And we'll all be there together next week. In the meantime, all you've got to remember, it's the God's honest truth, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG.